This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Typically, 5 o'clock is when we do Not My Beat, but sometimes we got to move schedules around. Today, we move the schedule around, and so it's 5:30, but it's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
It's just in.
Not My Beat. Beat.
John Keim was in Ashburn for Commanders OTAs because, well, it's his beat and has been for 30 years. And I know that because I was there. You're just very reliably there, John. When we come up with the intro of, like, from someone who's there, we know you're going to be there.
I kind of blend in with the woodwork at this point. By the way, I got you to move it from 5 because I'm kind of a diva.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me see if I can get him to move it to 5:30.
It's just a bit. That's all.
There you go.
You've been doing bits in the room for 30 years, and you're like, let's see if we can extend one of these bits outside of the room. I get it. It's fine. Hey, it worked. We had a great conversation about hoops at 5 o'clock. By the way, you're a great person to ask this hypothetical question to because you are a huge basketball fan, and you have been covering the NFL for 30 years. Is head basketball coach in the NBA not actually the worst job in sports? Because, like, you clean janitors in arena. Like, that's right. Probably not a great time after games. But hey, hard days work, hard days work. Respect. But, like, of the high profile jobs, is head coach in the NBA the worst one? Because I think that you have, like, the third longest tenured coach in the NBA, John, is Billy Donovan in Chicago. And I just feel like in the NFL, there's a little bit more job security. But am I just reacting to Thibodeau getting fired here?
I'm definitely of that mindset too, that it for sure, because a couple of things, I think NBA players have more power because the contracts they have. And so I think if there is an issue, they're probably more prone to go try and take care of it, right? They have more power to take care of it than I think almost all football players do outside of a couple guys. So I think it's also hard. Like, they're with the players for really, like, if you're really good, you're with them for 10 months or 9 months. Like, that message, unless you're winning, I can see it getting stale, or maybe the personalities become a bigger issue. I think in football, there's more of a buffer between the head coach and the players. And, like, guy like Dan Quinn is very interactive with the players, but not every coach is like that. So, like, you might get tired of the message a little bit, but your position coach is really where it's at. So I just think and then it's like it's a shorter season, so it's a little bit different. But, yeah, no, I definitely think the NBA coach is like it's – I mean, Thibodeau gets to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're bouncing them after 4 years. Like, they progressed to this point. You know, and maybe everybody thinks because it worked for the Bulls with Doug Collins, then replaced by Phil Jackson, that anybody can do it. But it's kind of hard.
Yeah, I think winning a championship in the NBA is the hardest thing in sports.
Yeah.
I think it's harder than winning a Super Bowl. I think it's harder than anything else because, like, it's just the number of guys that can help you get there is so small. But all right, back to the day job, John. I'm going to try to not do the thing that we all do, which is lament the questions that we get asked when we go to, say, an OTA session. And it's like, I can't believe that I have to go on show X and then I get asked this question Y. And then we all do either our own show or, in your case, your own podcast. And we realize that those are the best questions to ask. So we just ask the same one. So I'm going to try to ask you some different stuff based off of what we've seen. We'll see if I can accomplish it. Last year, the Commanders' attendance was really high. It was basically 100% for all the voluntary work. It is year two of this regime. We are seeing not just the three big names that we saw last week, but we've seen guys like Eddie Goldman hasn't been there. Javon Kinlaw wasn't there today. Michael Gallup wasn't there today. Why do you think that is? Is that a year two thing? Is that a more veteran roster thing? Like, what substance do we think is actually on the bone here to why this is the case this particular year?
Well, first of all, if Gallup was there, I think he was dealing with something. And I think the same is true of Kinlaw. So that's not a...
Okay, so we got more info post-practice that they were in the building, just not on the field. Got it.
I don't know if Kinlaw, but I know that there's something like apparently very, very minor. So it's not a big deal, but like that's... So it wasn't a I'm skipping it kind of thing.
Got it.
But it is, you know... Most of the guys you mentioned, they're all new. I mean, for whatever reason, like, they're all the newcomers except for Terry McLaurin. And obviously, in his case, it's contract. Tunsil, this is what he did in Houston. Lattimore, this is what he did the last years in New Orleans. And you can make the case that, you know, based on what happened here, that it might be wise for him to be here. Still voluntary. It's been what he's done. I think one of the saving graces for this group is, I mean, listen, man, I've been here when they've had 100% attendance and they didn't play very well. So it doesn't always correlate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we get to September, and if Lattimore picks off a pass and returns it for a pick six, I don't think the first question after the game is like, do you think you could have had two pick sixes if you were here in May? You know what I mean? So, but I think because there's so many questions about him, and I don't think, Craig, I don't think those questions would have been answered this spring regardless. Like, we need to know, can he stay healthy? You don't know what level will he play at. Those are all things we'll find out in the fall. He just has to report here in shape. But one of the saving graces is, one, this group has been together for a year now. Like, they know Terry McLaurin very well. They know what he's going to do. They know he knows the offense, et cetera. So I think, like, you know, Quinn is very good at communicating with players, guys who aren't here. He's very good with that. So I think all of that helps. You know, I will say, though, like, there was a big deal made out of 100% attendance. So it is, like, you note it when they're not here, but you also know it's voluntary. And as long as they have number five, a couple guys can miss and they'll be okay.
John,
but I do think, like, Craig, like, you know, for just stretching it out further, like, a guy like Tunsil, you know what he's going to do. And the hard part for the line is, what you really want to see is how you have to learn the guy next to you, right? Like, so he's going to have to learn Brandon Coleman, and the only way you're going to really do that is when you're in pads, as far as, like, how you handle situations in the field, right? And then I think for Lattimore, again, the thing for him would be, like, yeah, you know, it would have been nice to be here after, you know, injuries and some struggles. But, you know, voluntary, so he's not.
Totally. John Keim, ESPN.com, and ESPN with us here on the Hoffman Show. And that's the thing is, if they can get to, like, ultimately you're trying to get to 100%, right? Like 100% of knowing each other. And if you can do that in training camp, then who cares? If you were to get to 100% by the fourth day of training camp, if you had been here in the spring and it takes you till the 14th day, the date that matters is in September. And so, yes, optimal versus, like, a problem, I think, are two very different things here. I also do think it's, like, it's also not nothing, I think, when coaches try to kind of push it to the side, because, like, Bobby Wagner's still here. Like, if Bobby Wagner's here, Bobby Wagner's still here, then why isn't anyone else here? I go back and forth on it, on I think how important it is, and I've been doing this for a decade now. You've been doing it for more than a decade, so where do you land on it?
Well, I think it's always important, because I would have a hard time knowing, like, hey, you know, 89 of my teammates are there, and I'm not. Like, yeah. I would feel funny about that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So I think there's that. But then there's the other part where I felt like the genesis, the seeds of the success last year were definitely planted in the spring. And it wasn't because, like, oh, they're learning the offense. It goes way deeper than that. Like, that was as close a team as you're going to be that I have ever covered. And why is it? Well, you start to bond during this time. And I thought they were really good at doing things that fostered those bonds or guys got to know one another in a different way. Like, guys would hang out after practice and just get to know each other because they wanted to be there. Like, that's when you really started to see it. That's some of those are like the – it's not just the on-field work. And then, like, you watch a scene after practice, and I talk about this on a podcast, but, like, you have Mike Sammerstill and Debo Samuel working against one another after practice. You can see some of that certainly in training camp. Like, it's not the only time you can get that. But as the season gets closer, it's harder to get some of that stuff because guys, they got to get off the field because they may have to go get treatment. They may have to go do this. They may have to go do that. You know, you have a meeting, so you can't linger out there as long sometimes. This is when you can do all that stuff. And like, as they talk about, now this is good for guys like a Tyler Owens or Will Harris, like the experimentation aspect. This is when they want to see, okay, what can you do? Now with Tunsil, he blocks people. That's what you know he does, right? You know what I mean? Like Lattimore, you got to cover people. And again, if he was here, it'd be nice, but maybe you'd feel differently if, like, he's going up against Terry, for example, and, like, oh, my gosh, he looks really good. But Terry's not here. So, you know, you're not going to go up against that caliber of – and Debo is a different type of receiver, right? He's not necessarily the kind of guy that Lattimore will cover. So, not to – I'm not – so, but the point is, like, are there things that could be done? Yes. Are there other things that we wouldn't have learned if he had been here? We still wouldn't know durability. And where's his game really at? Because you want to see it against the A.J. Browns, the Mike Evans, guys like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
John Keim, of course, you also check out the John Keim Report podcast wherever you get your pods with us here on The Hoffman Show. Will Harris is a guy that I'm pretty fascinated with, John, because I liked what I saw on tape. He is lining up all over the place, which is what I would have expected. And I am trying to remind myself how good Jeremy Chinn was at very important things that you are just not going to see this time of year because they're not in pads. Like, what's the drop-off, but also what are the potential additions that you think are capable on that back end with Will Harris based off of what you saw on tape and, like, kind of thought going into the spring and now that we've seen him a couple times out there on the field?
So with Will Harris, first of all, I felt like when I watched him, like, and it's funny, there are three guys that I really felt like this about. Like, that's a Dan Quinn-type player. And the three were Will Harris, Jonathan Jones, and Dietrich Wise. You know, and now that's not to say the others, but like those three to me jumped out as far as like this is the kind, these are the kind of guys that he really, you know, fancies, right? Because the toughness, all that. Go back and watch Will Harris against this team last when they were down there in December, and he laid out some guys. Like, he plays tough. The difference between he and Chin, Chin's bigger. He's got about 15 pounds, something like that. So you could use him as a big nickel more in the box, you know, against run, et cetera. But I think there's more versatility with Will Harris in coverage. And I think that's one thing I asked Quinn about afterwards, is about getting guys like Harris and Amos. How does that open up what you can do coverage-wise? You know, because I do think it lends more versatility to the coverage teams. The way you can – because, like, Jeremy, to me, really progressed. I felt like he started somewhat slow. You would see signs of the physical play, and then you'd see it, and then – but he slowly kept putting it together, and made himself valuable. But I think the way you're going to have to try and replace him is, do you have some linebacker types – who can fill that role? Can you play with a Jordan McGee and feel good out there as a third linebacker in lieu of a big safety? And how does that, like, if you're going up against a big personnel package, they might have to use Jeremy Chin in the past in the box. Well, now maybe you can use Jordan McGee. So now maybe does that help the run defense a little bit more? If he can do that, Kane Medrano, can he fill a big nickel role where you don't have to use three safeties, maybe use two safeties and a hybrid linebacker safety type in Medrano, right? Like, that he's a perfect description of that big nickel, because he can run, you know, he's got athleticism and he's got the size of, like, he's like about 220, 225, something like that. So, like, can you replace him that way? Now, it's asking a lot for, I just mentioned two guys who had, you know, McGee was hurt last year, Medrano or a lot last year, and then Medrano is a rookie. Can they do that? You know, can Tyler Owens help in that role? So I think there's ways. I think you have some internal possibilities to replace him, but I think the coverage versatility will be enhanced.
I agree. Dominique Hampton, another name to watch, obviously, converted down to linebacker. They had laughing with Logan today, because there was one rep of the, I think it was 7-on-7, it might have been when they were in 11s, where Medrano and Hampton were the two linebackers. And I was like, ah, yes, the safety who is converted to linebacker and the linebacker who might convert to safety out there together. Yeah. So we'll see how all those guys get used. A layer up in the defense, that was kind of the talk of the press conferences today with the D-line, Joe Witt speaking, as well as Dan Quinn. Everyone will hear what they had to say coming up in our pick six at 6 in about 12 minutes from now. But there was the talk kind of at Ashburn today, but also the talk, like, on these airwaves, as your colleague Seth Walder, as part of a larger piece that some of your ESPN colleagues did, proposed a Trey Hendrickson trade for Washington that would see them give up Johnny Newton in a third round pick to get Hendrickson back. So when you think about this D-line, John, how comfortable are you with where they're at now? And what were, like, to you, the most important things said by either Joe or Dan today about where the pressure could come from and kind of the strength of that D-line?
One, I don't see that trade.
So I don't either, but that's we don't need to waste our time on it. I already did that earlier in the show. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, okay. Yeah, thank you. So with the D-line, like, what the one thing I saw, you could see this when they were signing these guys, because I remember talking to somebody at that time about it too, is the versatility of this group. One, they're bigger, so I think, like, if you want to stop the run, get a little bit bigger. And I think they have, like, last year, like, John Allen was playing in the 280s, low, you know, 285-ish maybe, which it's good for a three tech, right? But if you're taking on those double teams, trying to stop the run, like, you have, and Johnny Newton smaller like that, right? Like, you, they needed some bigger guys. That's not a knock on them. It's just that that's what you could use. So Kinlaw, Goldman, you've got some size in there. Dietrich Wise is a defensive end. He's just a sturdy, sturdy guy. I mean, he's a big dude, right? So I think, like, that's one of the things. But then it's, I also think that there's some versatility with that group. Can you, so many people, like, the focus on the pass rush, they didn't lose Myles Garrett, for goodness sake. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about, like, as Joe Witt said, nobody at this time last year thought Dante Fowler was going to get 10.5 sacks. Now, he maybe ended up having to play too much because of some depth issues or whatever. I think they're better there. But their pressure packages last year were pretty good. The issue with the defense was stopping the run. And then there was like certainly some coverage issues and some blown coverage things and, you know, the whole St. Juice and all that stuff. They're better in those areas. I strongly believe that. Even if Lattimore struggles, I think with Amos and Jonathan Jones, another year of Samardzija, they are better. Those three alone make them better than what they were at the start of last year. So, and then you add, then if Lattimore plays well. But I think with the defensive line, then Deron Payne, like that's the number one thing that he was the number one topic today. And Joe Witt talking about how he and Quan Martin had this laser focus. And I think there's just there's a strong belief, I think, in what Deron Payne can do this year. But I think that size and there's the versatility. Dietrich Wise can rush inside. Dietrich Wise is a pro. And by that, I mean, like, he knows how to handle his business. He's learned along the way. I think that's it, you know, learned how do you defend the run? Like, I had him on the podcast last week and talked about that. Like, just how do you learn, how have you grown? It's like, it's learning to play the run. Like, the knowledge he can impart to other young players, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, even Kinlaw, who's still, you know, I don't think he is, has he hit, he certainly hasn't hit his, I don't know that he hit his ceiling yet, right? Because yeah. I think he's still an evolving guy. And so I think, like, just how, you know, how to read blocks, where to get your hands, et cetera, like all that stuff that he knows how to do, that can you impart that? Not, I don't know that we're going to look at this and say, like, wow, this is an awesome defensive line, but it should be better. And I mean, it has to be better, because if it's not, there are going to be problems. But I do think it will be better.
This is...
How much better? I don't know.
Yeah. This is hope season. We're hearing all, this guy's never looked better. This guy's super focused. You've covered Deron Payne's entire career. You've now covered this coaching staff for a year. How much do you believe the, for lack of a better word, hype we're hearing about Deron Payne?
I don't know, because until they get pads on, who the heck knows, right? Like, I think with the offensive line, with running backs, until they get pads on, you know, I mean, Craig, right now, like, I would say me, but I'm a little bit older than you, you could probably go out there and look good as a running back, running some routes, well, maybe, you know, within reason. But
hey, hand me the ball, I will score a touchdown. If you are running back this time of year, you score a touchdown on every play, it's the best.
Yeah, so... But that, so like with Deron, I think let's see it. Okay, let's see it. But I do think, yeah, I mean, it's a big year for him, because we saw what he responded pretty well with his contract the last time. If he doesn't play well this year, they can get out of his contract. If he plays well, then maybe you extend him, right? And so, like, this is a good year, big year for him. But I we'll see. But I think it's still there for him. I think the one in particular that I really intrigued by is Newton, because you saw flashes and you saw like later in the year in the playoffs, all that, he was definitely flashing, and they talked about him like getting stronger with his leg and all that. Like, that can be a big thing for him. And I think having some other big bodies around him can free him up to maybe not have to take on certain things against the run, and I don't know, they're not going to use it as just a situational pass rusher, but you can rotate more and not have a drop off and keep guys like that fresher for later in the game. Like, that could help him too. But no, you're right. Like, this is, listen, man, if your team isn't sounding pretty good right now, there's trouble. But I think because of what they did last year, we know that there's a base of whether it's trust or belief, and like, okay, yeah, that's plausible, right?
Yeah, for sure. Do you if I ask you, John, what's the, in hindsight, most laughable positive spin you've heard this time of year in your career? Is there like one particular thing that comes to mind of like, oh yeah, this player who wound up getting cut in training camp or something like that? Does
so
that come to mind?
There was a guy running back years and years and years ago, like, named Norman Miller. And it was under North Turner, and like, he looked good in the spring. Like, talked about what they did, and like, I don't think he did not make the roster. So like, and I, it's funny because, you know, several years later, Anthony Armstrong comes along and is like, yeah, he's turning up in the spring, but okay. And then he goes and makes the roster and catches like 40 some passes that year. And like, so okay, really good job. So you have to pay attention. Then the other one, this was more in training camp, was when Larry Johnson played here, and, you know, it looked good. And this is why, like, with running backs, you just don't know, right? and he looked good in training camp. They're not taking him down, and like, oh wow, Mary looks good. And then he goes and averages like, he was averaging about what I was getting in college from my GPA, which was not 3 yards in a cloud of dust either. But you know, so there we go.
There we go. Hey, you know, if you're a 4.0 student, that's still not a great running back. So there's only, we don't need to go exact numbers, John, but like we get the point.
Yes. There you go. But there is like, you know, but it is hard. And like James Thrash is always used to be like, got to get him the ball more. Got to get him the ball more. Look, he's making these plays. And then you get in the season and it's the same thing. And then you go to the next spring and summer, same thing. Got to get him the ball. And then he doesn't, you know, so like there, but you know, you, there are guys that jump out at times. Right. And, I don't know. So like you have to pay attention to it, but you've got to try and keep it in perspective. And then it's like, who are they making those plays against too? What are they trying to accomplish? So
yeah definitely talked about that.
It's
good to be out there. It's good to see everybody. It's good to rib people and have some fun on the sidelines as we watch practice. And I think Logan put it really well today. He and I were chatting on the sideline, and he just goes, this is really important for them. It's not that important for us. And yet, we talked for 20 minutes because that's what we
But you
do.
Know what? Because, like, you get to – what I like, Craig, is little glimpses. Like, so you can pick up things, and as long as you put it in the proper context, like with Trey Amos, like, you can pick up things that he does well. And then it's like, okay, this is what we see in the spring. How does this translate? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there are little clues – with other guys like Jaden, to me, just looks crisp and sharp. And I have seen other quarterbacks come through here in 7-7 work who would tuck and run all the time. You don't see that with him. You didn't see it last year. You don't even see it at all this year, right? So, like, those are good things, but, like, you still have to see it in pads. But you can pick up little things about what you like about a guy.
It's a test to pass.
Correct. It's the spring. It's right. Like if you're in a semester in college, like we're taking some early, you know, first couple week quizzes right now. That's it.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. And then we get, you know, later, and that's perhaps where the GPA met Larry Johnson's yards per carry.
Well, the GPA. The problem with that was, first of all, I was there for football and not to play it. But the other, like, there were classes though that were like, come on, like, you know, I did well in the classes I needed to. And I did all right. It wasn't horrible, but I knew.
John,
what I needed.
How many times in the last 30 years of you working covering an NFL football team has someone asked you for your GPA?
Not just now. This is it.
Yeah, I didn't even ask. You brought it up on your own.
Because I wanted to make a joke. That's all. I'm just playing for the laughs here, Craig.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Hey, that's really what this show's about. We're just here for some kicks, giggles, and an occasional insight. John Keim, check out the John Keim Report. There's lots of insights there, and of course, read his work at ESPN.com. John, always a pleasure, sir. Great to see you today, and I'll see you for minicamp in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Thanks, Craig. See
you. Got it. That's John Keim with us here on the Hoffman Show. When we get back, you'll hear directly from the participants. Joe Witt Jr., Dan Quinn speaking today. Your pick 6 at 6 is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.